Hey, baby. Oh, I've heard you had a lot of stress today. I'm sorry. Do you want to come here and get some skincare? I prepared a bit for you to get rid of your stress. That's okay for you. Yeah? Okay. Come here. Lay on my lap. Close your eyes. Let's just brush your hair back a bit, okay? Only a little bit. Yeah. Brought my skincare box to share everything I own with you. You also get to wear my headband with the fluffy ears. Yeah, I don't have another one, so you gotta endure it. Let me put it on you. Wait a second. Okay, there we go. Beautiful baby. So, where do we start? Let's start with cleansing. Lately, I'm into double cleansing, which means I use an oil-based cleanser first and a water-based cleanser second. But it's a bit early for using oil, so I'm using that cellular water. Yeah, it's like clear liquid, and it's supposed to like pull out the dirt from your pores. I don't know if it really works, but for the feeling, it does. It's with orange blossom. Sadly, it doesn't smell like orange blossoms. But it does do the trick. I brought a cotton pad here, very soft. And I'm gonna use some of that water. Yeah, double cleansing is, as I said, oil-based first, water-based cleanser second. And it's actually just chemicals that oil attracts oil. So with that oil-based cleanser, the micellar water, I get rid of all the oil that is on your face. So all the cream used this morning, all the oils from your hands, and sweat from the mask, whatever. I'm gonna get rid of it. And after that, I'm gonna use a water-based cleanser, so a foamy cleanser. And I'm gonna use that on your face. Okay. Okay. Then here comes the micellar water. It shouldn't be too cold, baby. Forehead, and especially around the jaw, because the mask is sits there and you sweat and you breathe into it. I know. Okay. Wait. Okay. So, now, your face is at least supposed to be free of oil. And now we get to the water-based cleanser. Brought a bit of water with me. Wait a second. Don't want to get too wet. Wait. And a washcloth. And some water. Don't worry. Gotta bring out the water a bit. Like that. Put that aside. We don't want to get any water on the bed. A very soft washcloth. And now I'm gonna use the foamy cleanser to get rid of the oil again. And after that, your skin is very clear, very free of oil and dirt. And then we can get to all the beauty products. Okay. So this is actually more liquidy than I thought it would be. But it has a nice packaging. It's called Lovely Rose. And it is with rose water. And yeah, it's that one smells very good. That one actually smells like rose. Okay, gonna open it. Don't wanna be too loud. Okay. Gonna use a drop. Oh, that was loud too. Gonna foam it up. Let me brush it onto your face. Okay. It's not too cold, is it? Okay. You just tell me when you get uncomfortable at any point, okay, baby? Around your jaw and chin. Also a little bit underneath. People tend to forget that the neckline or the jawline can get a bit dirty too because you touch it all day. We gotta wash that too. Your cheek. And your forehead. Your temples. And down your nose. Don't worry, I'm careful around your eyes. And now we gotta get rid of that cleanser. Gonna use the washcloth, wash it out. And try. And then we can go start and get started on using the products. Okay. I'm just using a tissue. Didn't bring a towel with me. I'm sorry. Feel wet anywhere. I don't want to make you feel cold or uncomfortable. No? Okay, that's good. So the next step is toner, or just like a face water. I don't know if you can translate it like that. It's also liquidy, so a water, a toner. And it's also a bit foamy, but you don't have to wash it off. It's just basically the last step to cleaning and the first step to the lotioning and stuff. So the toner is to get really rid of all the last bits of cleaner and dirt and whatever. And then we can start using the lotions and serums and whatever. You're gonna get a whole package today. But for toner, I use another kind of pad. It's not cotton, it's fabric. But it's reusable, so you can wash it, which makes it environmentally friendly. I really like those. They're very soft. They're very big, like they're twice the size at least of normal cotton pads. And I used them like, I don't know, for a week, and then I throw them in the washing machine and they're really cute. Yeah, I use that for toner because I like them. I don't know. Okay. Toner. Gotta put some on here and close it again. Oh, they're always so loud. I'm sorry, baby. And I'm gonna brush that on your face again. So like it's the last step to the cleansing part, but the first step to the prepping part. So the toner preps the skin for everything that is to come. So it's there to prepare the skin, to open the pores, to, as I said, get rid of the last bits of grime, and it's refreshing. This one I use is for when you have a slight breakout or something. So I think there's some form of acid in there, like salicylic acid. I don't know, what is it called? I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's an acid, a very toned down acid, of course. That cleans off dead skin cells and whatever. For feeling, most likely. Okay. Good. Then the next step I do is essence. So this one is actually, it's called serum lotion. So take that for whatever you wanna. It's hydro boosting, and there's thermal water in here, and
some other cool stuff. So for refreshing your skin and hydrating your skin. Hydrating, that's the word. It's almost empty. Gotta shake it a bit. It's I really like it. I just saw it's vegan. Right. I really like it. It's like a lot of product and it's not too expensive and it really does do the job. The consistency and color is questionable. It is whitish and does kind of look like a special form of body fluid, but it does hydrate your skin, so we are not going to talk about that. Okay, shake it. And that's the next step. I'm gonna use a bit of it on my hand. And it has a cool cap. You have to turn it off. Twist it off. That's how you say that. I like the sound that twisty caps make, so I'm gonna make them for you. Okay. So I'm gonna use that. Put some on my fingertip. Warm it up a bit and put it on your skin. Slightly massaging around your jawline. Relax your jaw, baby. Don't press your teeth together and don't press your tongue against the roof of your mouth. All the muscles relax, putting some on around your nose, and on your forehead, slight massage around your temples, really work it into the skin. Okay. Perfect. Gotta twist the cap back on. It does smell kinda good. Can't really explain what it smells like, but it smells good. Next thing is the actual serum I use. It's also hydrating and also works with hyaluronic acid and is special for skin, dry skin. Yes. It's also whitish, but I also like this one. But it doesn't have a cool cap. It's just like, just makes plop. But it has a cool pumping mechanism, and what is really cool for me, that works perfectly. Like, one pump is the perfect amount of product for my face, so that's really cool. I use that and just put it on your face again, warming it up. But this time I pat it in because
most of the time, serums work better when padded into the skin. At least that's what I've read. But just slightly. Under your eye, I just use my ring finger because the ring finger is one of the most gentle fingers. That sounds stupid, but you use your ring, your pointer finger and your middle finger. Those are the ones you use the most, and if you use them, you could be too harsh on your under eye skin. So we're gonna use the ring finger just slightly. The serum under your eyes, and now I'm just going to use my fingertips and like do little dibbles all around your face. Just relax and let me dibble your face. On your forehead. Cheeks. Do you like that? Okay, I'm happy. Do your chin and jaw and slightly down your neck because the neck needs attention too. That was okay. Gonna put it back into the box. Then we're gonna use another serum because today I wanna pepper you. It's a little serum concentrate actually. It's in the capsule. Like it's very high dosed. But we need that for pampering. It's packaged like medicine, so we can play around with the packaging a bit. I do the same with pills too, because I do not like the blister. And on the blister there's like aluminum foil, right? And I always peel that off because I don't know, I don't like when it's like all ripped open and I don't like it. Then I always push the plastic back out so it looks nice and clean from the outside. There's some foil left. Let's try to pull that off too. Oh, that was only a little piece. It's stubborn, but at least, oh, there we go. At least it doesn't like poke out. I really hate when it does that. Maybe we get this piece off too. Or not. Okay. But I'm gonna get one of those capsules for you. This one is actually vitamin C. Yeah, it's for glowy skin, refreshing, and that one actually does smell like oranges. So
felt very refreshing and nice. I don't know, it's a little thicker than the other serums, but it does feel very good. They also get a little warm because they're thicker, and when you put them on with your hands, they get a little bit warm, which is very nice. So I'm gonna push one out for you. There we go. Gotta push the plastic back in its place though, because as I said, I don't like when it's all squished in. Just gonna open the capsule real quick. You can just pull it open, really. Squeeze it on my hands. Rub it in a bit. And massage it onto your face too. Can you feel how it gets a little warmer? Yeah. And does it smell good to you? Great. I'm happy. Okay. And now, before the really cool part starts, I have brought a mask for you. A sheet mask. It's in a cool package. And I'm just gonna squish it a little bit because it makes cool sounds. I really like plastic crinkly sounds too. Tired skin. It's supposed to reactivate the skin cells, whatever, and rejuvenate and get rid of toxicals, hydrate, all the fancy good stuff. And which is really cool, it has like a zip lock thing, which I welcome, because most of the time sheet masks are so full of serum that you can easily use them like 2 or 3 or even 4 times. Just put them back in and let them soak. Don't throw them away, they're too expensive for that. Just gonna open that one. And open the package and get the mask out. And put it on your skin. It's gonna be a little bit cold, don't be too surprised. Here it goes. And this one is really cool. I got it from a friend who is half Japanese and visits Japan a lot. And this one is like a 3D face mask, which is like tailored to fit your skin. And it's just amazing. Like, there is, like, it's not just a two-dimensional flat piece of cloth with like holes for your eyes and nose and mouth. It's like two pieces that are, yeah, like glued together. They're not really like stitched together, they're like glued together, I don't know, in the middle, so that there is a middle line going straight down the bridge of your nose, and it just fits like a glove. It's really cool. And now we get to the really cool part, because I brought my rose quartz face roller. I don't know if you can hear it because it's very, very silent. I had one that was good too, so I had three already. I had one that was made out of jade, got that one from a friend, but sadly, and I'm really sad and mad about it, it fell to the floor and just broke, and I couldn't really glue it back together because it was too fragile. So I still use it from time to time because it broke at the handle, so I can still use the two parts. Like, there's a longer, flatter part for like the cheek and the forehead. And there's a smaller, more round part for like the sides of the nose or the under the eyes or the temples. And I also use it like beneath my cheekbones to get like into that crevice, and also above and below my jaw bone to really like accentuate that part and relax the muscles there. Yeah. Then I got a second one that was also made from jade, but it was like squeaky. Like, I don't know, when you rolled it on your face, it squeaked, which was a bit unnerving. And this one is made from rose quartz, and it doesn't squeak. I don't know if you can hear anything really. But I'm gonna use it on your face nonetheless. I like to start on the jaw and go in upwards motions towards your temples to release tension, but also to massage the muscles and to highlight your jawline. Tell me if I am too harsh, if you want me to go a little bit faster or slower, with more pressure or less pressure, just tell me, okay? I like to roll around the chin. I use the smaller rounder part for that to work in. I could just go left or right to work in the serum from the mask. And then I use the bigger part again to roll over the lips. Get some of the serum into there too, because lately all our lips are quite dry from all the heating and the mask and all that stuff. Great. Then we go from the chin with the bigger part from the chin and up to the apples of your cheek. Roll that way over the apples and to the cheekbones. So like the From my point of view, it looks like I'm drawing a question mark on your face. Just missing the dot. Side. Well, now it does look like a normal S. I use the big part on the cheekbones, going from the middle of your face to the outside to tighten the skin. A little more pressure. Okay. Then I use the small part for the side of your nose, just going up and down motion. And now, very careful beneath your eyes to massage the dark circles. Relax beneath your eyes. And also your temples. Now I don't always roll. Pin, but use it to massage, like, just in circular motions. And now on your forehead, I just go from the sides to the middle. Same on both sides. Now, from between your brows to your hairline, just up and up, and then at the end I go from your eyebrows in like sun ray motions to the hairline. To work everything in. I'm also going to use my fingers a bit to trace. Actually, you can fall asleep, it's okay. But before you fall asleep, I'm gonna put the skin face roller away and take off the mask again. I don't want you to fall asleep with a wet cloth in your face. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna put it back into you can use it again. So this is your mask now, just for you. Zip it back up. Great. Now I only have eye cream. Very small package, and this eye cream is the most expensive thing in my entire routine, and I always thought that was kind of useless because many people say that it doesn't really do much more than normal cream does. But I've been to the cosmetician a few weeks ago, and she told me that eye cream actually does do something different, because they don't use the same oils that they use in normal face cream, face lotion, whatever you want to call it, which makes it not irritable for your eyes. So and it's also supposed to be like concentrated, because the skin around your eyes is like, I would say it's at least one of the most sensible skin types on your body, because it's very thin, and that's why it does need a little bit of special care. This one also is a twisty cap. There wasn't a lot of twist. Just gonna, it has like a pointy tip, so you can use it straight on the face, and I'm gonna make little dots of cream under your eyes. Here we go. And on the other side. Awesome. Now I'm going to use my ring fingers again. They're the most gentle fingers, and I'm gonna tap it. You always wanna tap it in, or if you smear, you have to be very careful, because if you like are too harsh smearing your under eye skin, it can lead to wrinkles. We don't want wrinkles, so we smear very gentle, and then we tap. The last step today, the second to last step today, is cream. And I'm gonna use a night cream because I feel like you're going to sleep soon. And it's for very dry skin. You don't have very dry skin, but well, it won't hurt. And it's special for the night. A little bit thicker than the one for the day, and this one doesn't have SPF, because we don't need that during the night, obviously, but we do need that during the day. You need some sun protection or UV protection, whatever you want to call it, because UV light does make your skin look old if you don't use protection and are exposed to it for too long. So we're gonna use that on your face. As I said, it's a cheeks. I like to go in circular motions because it feels nice. Down your nose. And on your forehead. Great. And now to the last step. I use some oil. It's very rich, but it does make your skin feel so good. And I use it in the evenings because I don't want to look oily during the day. So it's in a cute little bottle with one of those pipettes. I don't know if they're called like that in English too. Like that silicone thing you push together to create a vacuum and let go to suck in the liquid. Pull up some of the oil for you and just put 5 drops onto your face, 1 on your forehead, 1 on each cheek, 1 on the chin, and 1 on your nose. Into your face, and then we are just going to use some cream on your neck and some face mist, and I think we are done. So I'm massaging it into you first. I hope you liked it. I'm gonna use some face mist on you. Just to spritz it. I don't know. I just like it. It feels refreshing before going to bed. And it smells very good. And last step, I'm gonna use some lotion on your neck. Because most people forget to lotion their neck and their cleavage because they think only the face is important. But that's why you can always tell which celebrity used lotion on their neck and which one didn't. Because you can facelift, but you can't neck lift, and you can't cleavage lift, and you also can't do a lifting on your hands. So always use hand cream and always lotion your neck. Okay, last bit of lotion for today. Put that away. gentle. Shoulders down to your chest. Awesome, baby. I really hope you enjoyed the little pampering. You deserve it. You had a very rough day, and you deserve to be pampered before bed. And I hope I was able to give that to you. I'm just gonna put away everything I brought with me. Let me get rid of that face. That hazel head bent. I don't want you to sleep in that. Put it back into my box. Gather everything. Throw the trash away. And I think we're done here. I hope you have a very good sleep. A very good night. Night for you, a very good morning if it's morning to you, a very good nap if you just want to nap a bit, or if you don't want to sleep, I just hope you had a relaxing time, and yeah, see you later.